Simon Tav Ches. We start learning the halachas of Eruvei Tchumen. The Imam gives us an introduction to the Simon that's Mutar Chatchila Vasan to make an Erev Tchumen and be Kohen Shvisa up to 2,000 amas away from the place where he's really starting Shabbos from his bias. And then he gets another 2,000 amas past that. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Chiddush the Imam is that it's not just Bidyeva that Erev Tchumen works, but Chatchila one can make Erev Tchumen. Although the halacha is there on Simon Tav Tesvav, that Chatchila is only for Dvar Mitzvah. But Yevid will make the Erev not for Dvar Mitzvah, it still works, but Chachilah should only be done for Dvar Mitzvah. And the Mos is telling us that at least in that case, the Dvar Mitzvah, it is L'Chachilah. Now we go to the Mechaber, who tells us that somebody who went from the city before Shabbos, and he put down Muslim Beisudas, the amount of food that's needed for two meals, that's the Shir for Erev Tchumen, up to 2,000 amas away from the original Bayis they started, or in the case of the Ir, from the original city, the original Halachic Ir where he started, he's Kaveh Shvisa there, even though he goes back to the city before Shabbos, the starts of Shabbos in the city. Because if he would starve Shabbos by the Erev, he wouldn't really have to put the Muslim Beis Suda there. He's Ma'arav Raglov, this very being there. We're talking about that he came back home before Shabbos, but his Muslim Beis Suda works as an Erev Tchumen. And now, on Shabbos, he could walk to the end of the city, 2,000 Amos, up to 2,000 Amos till his Erev, and then 2,000 Amos past that. And it's called the Revit Tchumen, which the Berg explains, because you're Ma'arav, you're mixing together your original 2,000 with the new Malkum, the old Malkum with the new Malkum, you get a total of 4,000 altogether, 2,000 to the Erev, and 2,000 past the Erev. Chaber gives an example, somebody makes the Erev to the to one side of the city. So if it's 2,000 amas away from the city in that direction, so then he could walk up to the Erev. When he walks back, though, he can only walk back to the beginning of the city, because once he's walking back, he only gets 2,000 amas back from his Erev. However, if he made the Erev Tchumen 1,000 amas away from his city, from his original Ir, so then when he comes back, he could walk back 1,000 amas to his Ir, another 1,000 amas into his Ir, into his city, which might make him be able to get back home or not back home. Now, let's say his ear is less than 1,000 amas big. It's only, let's say, give an example, we'll say it's 900 amas big. So he has 1,000 amas back from his ear to his ear. Then his ear, since the whole ear is muvla in his tchum, the whole ear is considered like dal amas, and the whole 900 is considered like 4 amas. And then afterwards, he gets, instead of another 100 amas afterwards, gets another 996 amas afterwards. In other words, when you have kolsa midasa, when your 2,000 amas end empty in the middle of the city, so you only get up to that point. But it's kolsa midasa b'seifa year, that means the entire city's muvla is absorbed in 2,000 amas of yitchum, and the whole year is kashivah kadal amas. And besides that year, you have another 996 amas besides this. In this example, where the city starts 1,000 amas away from the yitchumen, if the city is not more than 1,000 amas big, you could say the whole city is kashivah kadal amas, and you get another 996 amas after it. So now, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens, or the Mishnah Berurah learns up at least in the Mechaber based on the Magen Avraham, from your house, you could always go to the end of the city and up 2,000 amas to the Erev. However, coming back from the Erev, it's irrelevant where your house is. You get 2,000 amas back, because you get 2,000 amas all directions. 2,000 amas forwards, 2,000 amas back. And if your entire city is absorbed in those 2,000 amas, then it's considered like Kedal amas, and you get additional afterwards, because that whole city is only Cheshuva, Kedal amas. Now, from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's a very exact measurement over here, that if the Erev is 1,000 amas away from the city, so you get just up to 1,000 amas, the city could be just up to 1,000 amas big, and then it's Keshuvah Gedalad, which the Berurah says that it should be, even if it's exactly 1,000 amas, 1,000 plus 1,000 equals 2,000, it should still be considered the whole year is Keshuvah Gedalad amas, because the whole city squeezed into the Tchum. He says, some say the Shulchan Aruch's Lash is Avdavka, and some say, no, we have to be a little machmor over here, because anybody might be making the measurements, they don't know exactly what they're doing, so therefore, it's a surah l'chol adam, therefore you have to be a little more machmer on the shear on the measurement, but just a drop more machmer in case someone makes a slight mistake in the measuring. And he says that l'shas ha'tzerech, he can be samach, that if the city ends exactly at 2,000 ala point, that she'll still be chashiva kadal, and you get more afterwards, because you get an extra 996 amas after it, in this case where the city was 1,000 amas long.